What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Fantasy Barbeards Daily Fantasy Six Pack NFL Week 9 talking FanDuel. Happy Halloween, everybody out there. Have some fun out there tonight. But before you hit the trick-or-treat trail, let's get you some of my favorite plays on FanDuel here for Week 9. Let's jump right into things here. At the wide receiver position, Emmanuel Sanders, 7,100. Now, the talk of this week is going to be Courtland Sutton. And in cash games, you want the savings. I think that's the right way to go. Even in GPPs, I don't think Courtland Sutton is out of play. What I do think is people are going to forget about Emmanuel Sanders, and I think that's a big mistake here. Ownership will probably be low due to his last game. Wasn't great. Everybody on Sutton, I don't think you're going to want to double up on your Denver receivers. But the departure of Demaryius Thomas not only opens things up for Sutton, it gives more on the plate of Emmanuel Sanders, and I think he takes advantage of that. Both of these teams play at a very fast pace, top 10 in pace. So I think we could get an absolute shootout in this game, and not a game people are going to think shootout. They're going to look at the Rams and Saints game. They're going to look at some of these higher total games. This is one of those when it falls in the fourth or fifth highest total can go overlooked, but it's one I'm definitely going to be targeting here, especially with Emmanuel Sanders at 7,100. All right, let's get you a risk-reward play at running back, Nick Chubb, 6,600. Now, half of you is saying, why the hell am I going to play Nick Chubb against Kansas City? They're big underdogs. The other half of you is saying, I absolutely love this matchup, and that's the camp that I'm in. It's definitely risky. If Cleveland gets blown out of the building, we're not going to get to see Nick Chubb, and he probably won't live up to the salary. But I believe Cleveland can stay competitive in this game, and we've seen them rely on Nick Chubb in the running game. 18 carries in each of the last two games. The Kansas City Chiefs allow the second most fantasy points per game to the running back position. We saw Philip Lindsay have a big game against them last week as big underdogs. But again, you believe in the Browns, you like the Nick Chubb play, you're in the camp with me. If not, hey, it's okay to disagree and not just blindly plug these guys in. But I think Cleveland keeps this thing close, and I think we get a nice game out of Nick Chubb at 6,600. All right, let's stay at the running back position. A guy that's a little bit safer here, playable in all formats, Latavius Murray, 6,700. Now, we obviously have to keep an eye on Dalvin Cook and see if he returns to the lineup. I don't expect to see him back this week, but if he is in there, we'll make the adjustments. If he's not, it's all systems go for me on Latavius Murray. You look at the last three games, he's averaging 20 touches, has scored four touchdowns over that time frame, and averaging over 20 fantasy points a game at just 6,700. Not only that, it's another matchup where he should be able to thrive in Detroit, giving up the most rushing yards on the season. And I know they brought in Snacks Harrison, who is one of the best run defenders, if not the best, in the league, but he's still getting acclimated to this team. It's still a matchup that we can expose. And I mentioned Murray, all formats. Cash game gives you a safe floor with those touches, being a home favorite here against a bad run D, and gives you the ceiling we want as well. If he can go over 20 points again, which he's averaging over the last 3 weeks, we're talking about a 3 to 4x return on that salary. Loving some Latavius Murray this week at 6,700. Now, if we expect Minnesota to do well on the ground, that may force Detroit to the air. Let's roll with Kenny Golladay, 6,200. Now, Golden Tate leaves town. We know what that means. You know, we're looking as a TJ Jones. I like Michael Roberts. There's guys that are going to get a bump on the lower end, but it means a narrower distribution of targets for the main guys. We never knew. Was it going to be a Golden Tate week? Was it going to be a Marvin Jones week like we saw last week? I think this is going to be a Kenny Golladay week. A lot of people are going to go back to Marvin Jones just based on the box scores, had the two touchdowns. People naturally go back to the guy that put up big numbers. And Kenny Golladay, the numbers have not been there over the last two games. I know there's people worried that this has become a run team. There's not as much out there for the pass catchers. I think that's nonsense here. And I think Kenny Golladay gets it going. Now, we got to keep an eye on Xavier Rhodes. If he's back in that lineup, we want to see who he's going to match up with. But the price is fair on Kenny Golladay. And even if Rhodes is in there, I still think we can go to him. Becomes less of a cash game target, more of a tournament target in that scenario. But either way, I think he's in play, and I think he gets it going here. After two quiet weeks, I think he bounces back in a big way here against Minnesota at 6,200. All right, two of the tight end position. Not a lot to love here, but I'm going to roll with Greg Olsen, 6,200. Now, tight end's been a tough position all season long. Last week, we saw a couple bagels out of guys like Azuma and David Njoku, who I think can bounce back this week. But I like this spot for Greg Olsen. We know the Tampa Bay matchup is great. It's cupcake. We know CJ Azuma did not produce in this matchup, but he's a different kind of tight end than Greg Olsen. What do I mean by that? They'll throw to Azuma a couple times a game generally around the red zone, and that's what we were looking for, was that touchdown. We didn't get it. But Greg Olsen's a guy that they're going to target in this offense all over the field, not only in the red zone, but he's going to garner targets up and down the field as well. Touchdowns now in back-to-back weeks for Greg Olsen, and the production has gone up each and every game. And what that tells me is he's feeling more healthy. They're feeling better about him in this offense, and I think that number trends even higher here than what we've seen so far this season. Greg Olsen on the way up, $6,200, a great price in a tremendous matchup with Tampa Bay. All right, it's time. Let's take a look at my favorite play on FanDuel. We call the Beast of the Week. All right, Beast time. We haven't given you a quarterback yet. We're going to pair Greg Olsen with one of my favorites, Cam Newton, $8,600. Now, you guys have seen Cam Newton in the six-pack a lot this season. Why? Because he continues to get the job done, and there's not a much better matchup than you could ask for than the Tampa Bay defense at home. The Tampa Bay Bucs allowing the most fantasy points to the quarterback position, and Cam Newton has been the model of consistency, 24 or more fantasy points in five of his six games. Just gets the job done each and every week. You don't necessarily have to pair him. You know that I like Greg Olsen to pair with him. You're going to see some DJ Moore in a lot of my lineups. You'll also see some naked Cam Newton lineups. There's a lot of ways that you can utilize this, but let's not get cute here. It's a smash spot for Cam Newton, and I think you smash him in those lineups at $8,600. Cam, easily my favorite play on the board in this week's Beast of the Week. All right, guys, that'll wrap us up for Week 9. Any questions, feedback, comments, whatever you guys want to talk about, the comment section is where you want to go. You can also go to Twitter, at BeerMakersFan. And, guys, don't forget, subscribe to the RotoGrinders YouTube channel. Lots of great stuff going on over there. And if you enjoy hitting the fantasy bar, guys, all I ask, you take a second, you click the thumbs up button, tells me you're having a good time here in the fantasy bar, and I really appreciate it. And thank you again for checking out the video. For RotoGrinders.com, I am Beer saying salut. Best of luck here in Week 9 on FanDuel, DraftKings. NFL 6-pack will be out tomorrow. There's an NBA 6-pack out for DraftKings if you're playing hoops tonight, so check that out. And guys, happy Halloween. Be safe out there tonight, and we'll see you right back here in the Fantasy Bar talking some DraftKings tomorrow. Good luck, guys.
With the NFL season started, we are proud to announce the launch of a brand new sports betting community and mobile app called SharpSide. In the app, you can find and track all your favorite bets through a really fun swiping experience, and then read up on advice about different bets that's been posted by members of the community, or even post your own advice. You can use the leaderboards to see who is the best sports bettor across different sports and different types of bets, and try to make your way all the way to the top. On SharpSide.com, you'll find tons of great sports betting content from our group of experts, and we'll be running sports betting contests all NFL season long where you can win real cash prizes. The app is available for iOS only right now, with Android coming very soon, so you can head on over to the App Store and download it now. And remember, you always want to be on the sharp side.